Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of SCP Revealed. My name is Researcher Jove, and first I'd like to say sorry for the long absence of posting videos. I know it was definitely longer than I usually go without posting, but I've been dealing with school, and I also felt that not a lot of people really even cared to watch these. But since my last video, I've gotten over 1,000 new plays, so I felt maybe I should start this up again. Since it is the holiday season, I thought we would take a look at some Christmas-themed SCPs. Today, specifically, SCP-784, which is a town filled with festive cheer. So let's jump right in. Item number SCP-784. Object class, Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-784 has been disguised as a gated community and is currently surrounded by a 3.5 meter high, 0.8 meter thick concrete wall to deter intrusions. The top of the wall is lined with electrified steel cables, and the gate is to be locked at all times. Any non-Foundation personnel attempting to enter SCP-784 are not to be interfered with, due to the possibility of provoking a violent reaction from the occupants of SCP-784. Non-Foundation personnel exiting 784 are to be detained, questioned, and released following administration of a Class B amnestic. Foundation personnel entering SCP-784 are to be dressed in traditional Christmas wear prior to entering the area. The area composing SCP-784 is to be monitored remotely by a Foundation-controlled weather balloon. In the event that personnel are required to enter SCP-84's area, all involved personnel must have memorized the entire contents of blank Beginner's Guide to Christmas Carols. They are to be checked for precision prior to entering SCP-784's area. Due to SCP-784's proximity to suburban housing, as well as the ramifications of provoking SCP-84-1, patrols within SCP-784 are to be unarmed except during a Noel event. In the case of an unexpected Noel event, members of SCP-784-1 are to be restrained as non-violently as possible, while Foundation personnel prepare Procedure 784-C. Description: SCP-784 is a neighborhood in the town of Blank, Texas. Currently, SCP-784 is made up of 24 houses and 2 apartment buildings, all of which are decorated with brand Christmas lights, at a density of approximately 15 lights per square meter. SCP-784 will always be covered with between 12 to 33 centimeters of snow, though no unseasonable weather will occur above SCP-784. All houses within 784 are occupied by a variable number of instances of 784-1. SCP-784-1 is composed mostly of adult humans, all of whom wear sweaters typically associated with holiday gift-giving. The number of unique instances of SCP-784-1 within 784's containment area has been estimated at about 300. Instances of SCP-784-1 have not been observed engaging in reproductive activity, and no instances of 784-1 have ever observably been born within the area. Instances of SCP-784-1 appear to age normally, though the death of an instance has never been observed by Foundation personnel. All instances of SCP-784-1 express traits commonly associated with Christmas spirit throughout the entire year. These traits include singing of Christmas carols, performance of plays commonly associated with the birth of Jesus Christ, and various eggnog-related festivities. These activities are engaged in daily, though specific activities will never repeat more than once per week. During daylight hours, instances of SCP-784 will engage in activities such as gift exchanges and home decorations. Post-sunset activities include decorating of foreign objects as well as vandalism, which is typically holiday-themed. A Foundation supply convoy refueling overnight near SCP-784 attracted an unprecedented response from SCP-784-1, which proceeded to egg several in-transit prefabricated buildings, convert a Humvee into a sleigh, replace a shipment of fragmentation grenades with similar appearing glass ornaments, fill a gas tank of several vehicles with eggnog, and wield steel antlers onto 156 safety helmets. Any living creature within SCP-784's area not viewed as displaying adequate Christmas spirit will become the focus of all instances of SCP-784-1 within approximately 4 meters. In the case of an animal, instances of SCP-784-1 will be called from the nearest houses and place a holiday-themed accessory on the focus. Observed decorations have included 15 collars, red with a small bell, 7 reindeer antlers, 5 red Santa hats, 1 full-body reindeer holiday outfit. Human subjects who do not meet SCP-784's criteria for Christmas spirit will be assaulted by 784-1, incapacitated, and forcibly directed into the nearest household. They will not be seen until the following day, when they will exit the household dressed similarly to other instances of SCP-784-1. Attempts to retrieve affected personnel have been met with great resistance on both the part of SCP-784-1 and the affected individuals. The criteria which SCP-784 follows for defining of Christmas spirit appears to be extremely broad. Approximately once per month, SCP-784-1 will attempt to exit the area and enter the surrounding suburban communities. This is referred to by on-site personnel as a Noel event. During a Noel event, each instance of SCP-784-1 will carry a string of Christmas lights, estimated to be 15 meters long. Instances of SCP-784-1 will attach these lights to any nearby house, which will become decoratively and functionally identical to all other houses within SCP-784. Signs of an incoming Noel event include increased festivities during the day preceding the event, excessive eggnog consumption by significant portions of SCP-784-1, and increase in the number of decorations present within SCP-784. Procedure 784-C is to be executed prior to the occurrence of a Noel event. Foundation personnel are to dress themselves in traditional Santa outfits and distribute themselves near the exit of SCP-784. They are to begin singing Good King Wenceslas and distributing non-alcoholic eggnog to other personnel. On the arrival of SCP-784-1, personnel are to distribute eggnog mixed with a mild sedative to the crowd. Personnel are to appear friendly and cheerful at all times, as SCP-784-1 has proven capable of abducting personnel while nearly unconscious. Following the distribution of eggnog, personnel are encouraged to sing carols associated with peace and goodwill. Silent Night has proven most effective. Instances of SCP-784-1 will begin to sing along, and personnel are to accept their choice of songs. SCP-784-1 will begin to fall unconscious as the night progresses. Unconscious instances of SCP-784-1 will be removed to nearby houses by other instances, and personnel are to not interfere with this process. Any interference with the action of SCP-784-1 may trigger a violent response and will wake all instances of 784-1. Instances of 784-1 are not affected by procedure 784-C. Instances of SCP-784 who are not affected by the procedure of SCP-784-C are to be silently incapacitated when no longer visible from the gates of the community, and returned after all other instances of SCP-784-1 have re-entered the area of containment. In the event that procedure 784-C fails, Foundation personnel are to release an aerodized sleeping gas. Foundation personnel are to restrain instances of SCP-784-1 until the gas takes effect, at which time all instances are to be returned to SCP-784's area. Standard cover story 139, Drunken Football, is to be used to respond to any concerns expressed by nearby residents outside of the affected area. Addendum 784-A. Actions taken by personnel. Agent Paulson, on patrol within SCP-784, wished a nearby instance of SCP-784-1 happy holidays. The action taken by SCP-784-1's. Approximately 8 instances surrounded Paulson, who was unable to escape. He was then dragged into a nearby house and not seen until the following day, in a Christmas sweater and expressing holiday cheer. Agent Matthews sang the incorrect verse of Silent Night while on night patrols within SCP-784. The reaction was multiple instances of 784-1 incapacitated Matthews non-violently using nearby string of decorative lights. Attempted intervention by Agent Sanderson led to the involvement of a large crowd of 784-1, which overwhelmed both the agents. Matthew and Sanderson were dragged into the nearby homes, after which personnel reported hearing the sounds of Christmas carols from within the house for several days. Agent Anderson collided with a lawn ornament, apparently a Santa in the style of a traditional lawn gnome. Anderson proceeded to swear violently for the next 14 seconds, and this caused instances of SCP-784-1 to hold Anderson in place. A fourth emerged from a nearby house with a quart of eggnog, which Anderson was forced to ingest. Anderson was collapsed and was dragged into the home from which the eggnog was retrieved. Agent Davids was presented with a gift by a child instance of SCP-784-1. Davids accepted the gift, but apparently failed to react with proper enthusiasm. This resulted in David being incapacitated by the child instance of 784-1, which tackled his legs. Several children emerged from a nearby home before Davis was recovered, and then dragged Davis into the house, which they had exited. And this ends the log. This was a kind of an interesting one, I thought, the first time I read it through, but overall, I think it was just pretty interesting, seeing as it's basically just a town full of non-stop Christmas cheer. Which I feel like if you go to any small town, you can kind of find that, as far as there always being a Christmas store open 24 hours a day throughout the whole year for some reason. But I thought that was a pretty interesting one, and I hope you guys do too. I'm going to try to post more often now. I'm not going to make any promises, because I know I always say I'm going to post and then I don't, but I definitely am going to post not within the next 3 months. Like, I'm not going to wait 3 more months and then post again, is what I mean. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next video.